Yeah. So update on the airline banner flights. There's a new one that we're going to do on this coming weekend at Bike Fest, which will be Saturday the 17th. I'm still waiting for an invoice to pay for it, but that is scheduled. It'll be the same banner that we ran over Manchester and Nashua and Concord a couple weeks ago, except it'll be over the Bike Week in Laconia, Weir's Beach.
What day was that?
Saturday, the 17th.
17th, June 17th.
Yeah, and I asked him to do an afternoon run this time, so like lunchtime
All
instead
right.
of in the morning. So that's working. That's gonna be like $1,500 for
Okay.
that one.
All right, so that's right during Fork Fest and or Pork Fest, I guess, actually.
Correct.
Yep, and Nikki's wedding's that day too, at 5.
That's right, yeah. So that's all I got. That's all I'm working on here.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's progress.
It gave me an excuse to call talk radio about
Oh,
it,
cool.
at least.
Very nice.
Called WMNH in Manchester, but I haven't gotten on the air anywhere else about it. Actually, I was calling about the previous one. I didn't know about the one you're doing now.
Yep. We got another one coming, and I'd like to do one in Keene at some point, but I'm thinking maybe September would be better for that because there's a day in Keene that has both the music fest and the art walk, or not art walk, art in the park. So two different festivals going on the same day. I think that would probably be the ideal day for it up here, because obviously you can get people outside when they have nothing else to do except walk around, then that's a great time for air banner.
Yeah, and you know what? This is the perfect time of year for it too, because everybody's out. So getting it, doing it during events and things is probably not a bad idea, because we get a lot of people in from around the area outside of Keene during those events that aren't, because otherwise you're just getting people from Keene. But if you get people from
Right.
around Keene, maybe in New Hampshire, but they'll see what they wouldn't otherwise have seen.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I will have a banner for an NH Exit banner for the Fork Fest and Pork Fest events. So I'll have
Oh,
that.
great.
Yep. I'll prob I should probably I'm not sure what I have in terms of other handouts and things, but I should probably grab something if I don't have them. I think I gave you stuff back last year, Ian, so I might need to grab some something
Yeah,
for this
sure.
event again. So I don't think I have anything other than the banner itself.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you need more flyers or whatever. I got plenty of them.
Yeah. So I'll probably stop by at some point and grab something from you.
I presume you still have plenty of bumper stickers.
Yeah, I have. Oh, yeah, you're right. I have that, but I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem. You come by any day between now and when you have to go.
Yeah. Yeah,
When
it's
are
coming
you
up.
take when are you heading up? Thursday?
Yeah,
Friday?
I'm heading up Thursday. So,
Okay.
yeah, I have a hotel Thursday evening,
All
so
right.
I'll head up then, and hopefully if everything goes as planned. I still haven't really started getting ready for it, so I need to get my butt moving on that.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's time to start checking the list twice, making sure everything's ready to roll.
Yeah,
There.
that's for sure.
Well, hopefully it'll be a good debate at Pork Fest, I guess, between Alu and Stephen Villiers. Hopefully somebody will get some video of that.
I think I have it on my calendar to record that. So is that, yeah, is that, I think that's third, that's the 22nd. Do you know if that's the 22nd?
I don't know. I haven't been paying close attention.
Yeah, I think it's 12 noon. There's a debate. Let's see here. Phone debate. Does New Hampshire need permission from DC to secede or recite 60? So I should be going to that and how to get that on video.
Great.
People often forget that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
People often forget that Estonia actually got permission from Moscow to secede from the Soviet Union.
Really?
Yes, it was consensual. It was mutually consensual.
Wow.
That's why I tend to like the idea of asking as opposed to just demanding, because actually it's worked in the past.
What was the reasoning behind saying yes to them leaving?
I don't know the details, but I do know that Russia itself had a secessionist movement, and Boris Yeltsin wanted Russia out of the Soviet Union. So he was very powerful at the time, and I guess the time I'd be talking about would have been 1991, and right at that point they had just had an attempted coup, which Yeltsin had defeated, and Gorbachev had defeated, even though he was captured. They defeated it together, even though they were enemies. And Yeltsin's demand was that Gorbachev be returned to power, right? Not that he have power himself. This was super cool in people's eyes, and it gave the reformists, which were represented by Yeltsin and Gorbachev on opposite wings of the reformist faction, they gave the reformists just incredible power, and they could get anything done they wanted, and they chose to let Estonia go. And this is, oh, by the way, actually, it wasn't just Estonia. I think it was Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine. It was let them all go on the same day, if I recall correctly.
I know it was all right around the same time period, but that's about all I know. It was
Yeah, this
within
is the model. I mean, the
weeks of.
Soviet collapse, if you want to call it a collapse, you can, but the Soviet dissolution was a dream come true for the world. That's what we need to replicate. It's just the one day the federal government says, all right, after July 7th, we stop existing. We were wrong. You can go your own ways. The country's on its own without the federal government. That's what the Soviet Union said one day, so it can be done.
Anything's possible. People believe it.
We just gotta get them to believe it now. Because right now they don't believe it.
I wonder if anyone went to the gun event in Keene today that they didn't want our table at. I wonder if like Matt Santanastasso or somebody was there.
Oh, tell me more. When there's something going on that people are trying to stop you from doing stuff, that's always interesting.
We discussed it in the chat room and last week, but basically the Republican Party here in Cheshire County is having a gun rights event at a shooting range here in Keene. And Russell Canning had reached out asking if the NHI PAC could get a table. They were told yes, and to contact the Republican county chairman about it. And so I contacted him since it would be me and Bonnie that would be working the table. And that's when he said, "Oh, whoops, I didn't realize this was that kind of independence." He had just glanced at the, just glanced at the website and said, "Oh yeah, independence sounds good. Okay, here you go." And he didn't realize it was secession kind of independence. And so he said, "No can do." He said if it was his event personally, he would let it happen, but he's got to quote unquote protect the party or something like that. And I explained to him that there are upwards of 30 to 50 plus percent of Republicans in New Hampshire, depending on which survey you believe, who already support New Hampshire independence, and that I told him this issue is not going to go away. But he didn't want us there. And he also didn't want me there personally because I'm friends with Aria Domezzo, is what he told me.
That is just so weird. So wait, that event's put on by the Republican Party?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
What's happening today? I think it's probably over now.
Yeah, interesting. I just figured it was an independent event that was put on and had nothing to do with the politics.
What was that, Dave?
It's not like they have anything to lose in Cheshire County.
Right.
So true.
Yeah. By letting you in, they just lost you, you know, or by not letting you in, they just lost you, basically.
Yeah.
In a sense they didn't, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so the best way to do it would have been to have people just go independently and wear NHXit t-shirts, but nobody really seemed very interested in that, so that was, I guess, the end of it.
Is it? Yeah, I mean, the other thing that can be done is to park, you know, at the entrance, or just to set your bench down at the entrance or your table, and that's useful because it actually draws more attention to your bench. And then when people ask you, what are you doing out here, you can tell them you were banned, and that draws even more attention. So I don't even see that as a deterrent.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I've never been to the range. It's a relatively new range. I believe it's located over by Granite Gorge, just outside of Keene. It's like on the border of Keene, but I could be wrong.
What day is this?
Today.
Oh, okay. A little late for me to go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. People are busy, unfortunately. There's a lot of stuff going on all the time. Or better or worse, I guess.
Well,
maybe next time. I know that
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, I know Alu Axeman did go to the Concord Gun Show a couple of weeks ago, and he had space to share a table with a friend of his and didn't have any issue there, but you know, that wasn't the same thing as reserving a table, so he's going to try to do that for next year. Go ahead, Ridley.
This will give me an excuse to call, you know, at least WMNH again, and I can update them that we've been banned from something. That's always, I mean, sometimes there's nothing to call them about, right? So this will allow me to get us in front of more listeners again.
All right, cool.
But I usually call other stations too, but what's happening is I've been on a sleep cycle where I just haven't been awake at 6 a.m. For a long time. And so I've really gotten behind on calling WKBK and the one in Worcester that lets me on talk about these things. So I'm normally a regular caller, but I've gotten behind on those two and just been focusing on WMNH. I'm really underperforming over the last few months compared to normal, but I would like to think it's a phase and that later on I will jump back into action, but we'll see.
You're saying you're calling WMNH as in Martha Native Hogtie?
Correct, that's the Manchester station.
Okay.
Yeah, they seem to have quite a few listeners, or at least a lot of engagement. They have, it seems like, feels like sometimes they have just as much engagement as you guys do. But I'm sure the audience must be a lot smaller.
Yeah, it looks like it's run by the public television station, the public access.
On weekdays in the afternoon. But it seems to be the only show that you could just kind of call in. Everything else seems to be just junk music, people talking at you, without wanting you to call in.
Yeah. Who are you calling in on, Matt Connerton or the morning show?
Matt's show. The morning show does not welcome change of subject.
Uh-huh.
And they tend to have a lot of people, so a lot of people on already, so it's too much trouble to try and get through. So if I'm up at 6 a.m., I'm going to be focused on WKBK and the Worcester Mass station where it's easy to get on the air.
What about WFEA? You ever call that one?
Where's that?
Manchester.
No, and I thought I had... I have really searched diligently for any station that I can call into, especially if I can change the subject. And WFEA, I don't even remember running into that. And I'm talking... I've looked all over the entire country, actually, for stations I can call. Yeah.
Well, they have a morning show, and that would be the only, I think, show they've got that you might be able to get in on. I don't know if they open phones. I've never listened to it, but it's got that guy from the union leader, Drew Klein. He's the host.
Oh, okay. So that is something I have not heard about. And yeah, that I'll need to look into that. WFEA, Drew Klein. Friends, I thought you were going to say Jack Heath, and he's really hard to call. He's friendly, but his show is always just packed.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to get on. He'll have me on as a guest sometimes, but he's got so many guests that it's really hard to get on as a caller.
Right.
So so that's kind of out. The Nashua station is just everything is very flighty over there. The host doesn't generally let people on much, and the shows that have their own hosts are usually paid for by the hosts, and the hosts realize after a few months that it's not worth it, and they drop off. And it's a roving door, revolving door, and it's exhausting. And I just don't do that. But WFEA, I'll look into. Yeah, I think Drew Klein wrote an article about me once, but I don't remember the details.
There's another one on WGIR in Manchester as well called New Hampshire Today. Again, I don't know how accessible it is. Never listened to it.
Yeah, that's Jack. That's Jack's show. And yeah, it's inaccessible.
No, that's not Jack. No, Jack's on the bidding station.
Oh, really? So Jack must have moved. So, if I could figure out who the host is, then I could go from there.
His name is apparently Chris Ryan.
Okay, so Chris Ryan and Drew Klein. I'll just look those guys up. So this is always changing. You know, I go a year without researching it, and something pops up, and something dies and gets replaced. And so I'll look into those.
Yeah, the station you're thinking of for Jack Heath is a trimalcast called The Pulse of New Hampshire. That's
okay.
That's in three different markets. It's in Hillsborough. It's in the Lakes region and Dover, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, Jack is open to the idea of New Hampshire independence. He's definitely not hostile to it at all. He won't be hostile to it until there's a Republican in charge.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I always wondered, I guess we may find out here in a couple of years what the polling numbers will do when a Republican gets in to the federal office. Will we see a flippening in the poll results where Democrats in New Hampshire are supporting secession as much as the Republicans currently do? We'll see. Maybe.
Yeah.
So those are my tips for you, Dave. You guys got anything else?
What is the Ryan guy's name again?
The host on the show, Chris Ryan.
Okay, Chris Ryan. Okay.
He's on WGIR AM 610 in Manchester.
interesting. I'd heard something about that too.
Yeah, I think Facebook had banned them from talking, you know, or whatever Facebook does.
What happened was Facebook had restricted one of their posts, and they sued them under the Texas law that forces social media to do certain things or whatever, and they it's a terrible recap of what happened, but essentially the suit will allow them, they believe, to challenge the old Texas versus White case from the 1800s that, if I recall the name correctly, I think it was Texas v. White, that the status always bring up when they're talking about, you know, oh, the Supreme Court said you can't ever secede. That was that case. They believe they're going to be able to challenge that as part of this particular case against Facebook, because essentially what happened was Facebook said, this is illegal. You can't be advocate. We can't let you advocate for things that are illegal on our service.
That's right.
And so
that's right. Oh, that's great. Yeah. So Facebook fell right into their trap. That's great. Well, yeah. Daniel Miller's always saying, we just keep throw in the holy water of Massachusetts versus something or another against Texas v. White, because Massachusetts versus something or another overrules Texas v. White. But I don't remember what that the second ruling, the one from Massachusetts, I don't remember what that's called.
I don't either. But yeah, there is a ruling out in federal court now with Facebook, so that's kind of an interesting twist in the case.
There is a ruling, though, that does overrule Texas versus White, so you can throw the holy water if you're in that mood.
For your list, Ridley, you may want to make a note. WGIR in Manchester is also heard, or the morning show in New Hampshire Today with Chris Ryan is also heard on the Seacoast on FM 96.7 WQSO. So it's actually on two talk stations.
Okay.
I saw something about Texas Nationalist Movements trying to do some kind of petition to get a question on a ballot, but I'm not really sure about it. I have not, you know, looked at the details on that yet. I'm not sure what, you know, the process is like or how many signatures they have to get. Or has anybody heard anything about that?
They had one that failed either last year or the year before. I think it was last year. I don't think they got enough signatures. I assume they're just doing the same thing.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know about that one. I knew that a couple years ago they had the state reps putting forward a bill, and they're doing that again. But this sounded like a petition thing that I was unfamiliar with.
Yeah. I remember when I called into Mark Davis's show in Dallas or Arlington, actually. Nearby, I used to work for Mark. He's a Rush Limbaugh substitute, or he was before Rush Limbaugh died. But I called into his show, and in the process of condemning NH Exit, he managed to mention that. Well, yeah, every once in a while you go to Albertson and you'll see people gathering signatures, but it's never going to happen. It's a terrible idea. I can't believe you call and talk about that.
See an Alu out there. Hey, Alu. Maybe he's got his thing muted again. Yeah, he still hasn't gotten that mic working. Darn it. You know, I had to check my issue tonight, Alu. I don't know if you're on Windows, but I had to go into my Windows control panel under the sound settings. Yeah, I know. It's both of them. And then I had to go to properties and then levels, and then I noticed that the mic was actually muted, which was really an obscure setting because it wasn't obvious any other fashion.
It's in Microsoft settings?
No, it's control panel, sound, and then you go to your recording tab, right-click on the microphone in question, you go to properties, go to levels, and then look at the little speaker icon and see if it's got its speaker noise coming out of it, or if it's got the red no symbol over it. If it's got the no symbol over it, then it's muted. You can just click that and unmute. So that's what I had to do today.
Surprised at how well this has actually worked for us.
You missed the whole meeting, Alu. We didn't cover a whole lot, but Ridley, we talked about Ridley doing his call-ins to radio stations. I gave him a couple stations that he didn't know about that he might be checking out here in a little bit. We got another banner flight coming up on this Saturday. It's going to be at Bike Fest in Laconia, Weirs Beach. So that's going to be a couple hours in the afternoon. We'll fly around, Lake Winnipesaukee, etc. We recapped the gun show thing, or not gun show thing, the gun rights event that they didn't want us at here in Cheshire County. So I think that's the summary.
Yeah. Rights for us, but not for you.
I tell you who they would have let in. They would have absolutely let in the federal government, FBI, ATF, any of those goons that want to take your guns. They would have let all of them in, but not you.
Yeah.
Good chance of it.
Oh, nice.
Two more of his books, the most pro-secession ones, are now available on Audible. Yeah, although I'm still waiting on getting the final invoice from the company that does the flights. I can give you I'll send you a basic email, but it's not 100% a done deal yet. Oh, yeah, and we talked about your debate coming up at Porkfest with Stephen Villiers.
That's the one scheduled for noon at RV60, right, Alu? On the 22nd? Awesome. So that was correct, Alu says. So I am planning to go to film that, so you should expect me. Yep. Sounds about right. Not here anyway.
Any news, Alu, from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence? You guys having any board meetings or making any decisions of stuff? Okay. Nothing. Cool. So your dad's going to Forkfest? Or wait, no, he's not going to be at Fort, because you mean tonight through this Tuesday, okay.
You don't have a spot right now, Alu?
He's got RV1.
Oh, you just don't have a table.
No, he's got a table. He's in RV1.
I'm so confused. He just said, hoping to share an NH exit table at Porkfest. I got you. All right, not specifically. I have an NH exit banner and I'm gonna have a table, but I don't know I have enough space for like two tables, and I don't have like, it's kind of hard to man two tables, I guess, but I'll have stuff at a minimum. I'll have an NH exit banner I'll definitely post, and I'll have you know, propaganda to hand out, at least at the table I do have. So and yeah, anything NH exit related we can throw up there too, whether it be the independence pack, or you know, if you want, or you know, whatever.
Where are you at, Penguin? Are you next to Free Talk Live? I know
yes.
Matt Peralt is supposed to be next to Free Talk Live. Are you on his site?
We should have three sites, I believe. Matt Roach, I believe. Then Matt and us, and then the Free Talk Live site.
So you're on with Matt Peralt.
Yeah.
On the site next to Free Talk Live?
Yes, okay. Right. Yeah, immediately next to, I believe anyway, from my recollection, that's what we got. It's what we had last year, and I believe it's the same thing we have this year. I know I made sure to get the one right next to Free Talk Live.
Cool.
Unless there was some issue that I can't think of at the moment. I don't think there was, but either way, it should be right around there.
But I presume we're not going to have a meeting the next couple weeks, or should we go ahead and just see what happens and have it anyway?
I think it's probably easier just to say no meeting at this point, unless you think there's a reason to.
No, I can take it off the calendar. I'll do that right now.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect it'll be, like, just you showing up. I mean, just... So many of us are going to be at Porkfest and Forkfest. And the signal there is crap, so.
Yep, alright. Delete this cuts. Okay, gone from the calendar for the next 2 weeks.
Great.
Okay, you guys. Well, have a productive rest of your day. Good talking to you, and talk to you later.
All right. See everybody.